broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
And this is hour two of two, Liberty Roundtable Live. This is the broadcast for November 6th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Our goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Donald Trump calls for war on drug cartels after nine Americans killed in Mexico. We talked about this most of last hour. This is the time for Mexico, with the help of the United States, to wage war on the drug cartels and wipe them off the face of the earth, Trump tweets. Well, I reject the war on drugs the way we've traditionally done it, and the military-industrial complex, more violence is the answer. But Kurt wisely points out the Constitution provides for mark and reprisal and ways to stop bad guys and not drag us into a full-fledged war. So we want to give that advice to President Trump on how to move forward in a constitutional way. Good for Kurt to bring that up. I got a question, though. Were weapons used from Operation Fast and Furious a part of Project Gunrunner? The Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Organization was involved in a gunwalking scandal. Were these weapons used in these killings? It's relevant. Donald, one of the ways is to stop our black op money from going to these drug cartels and stopping these Operation Whatever agents in America with black op money from arming the drug cartels. That's where you can start. Mark and reprisal is a great answer. The LeBaron name in recent decades has been tied to violence. The victims are members of a faction that long ago broke away from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So don't let the term Mormon confuse you. But the Amish forgive the school shooters back in their example of just absolute heinous, evil violence done against them. And we, the people, ought to forgive. We, the people, ought to learn to follow the Amish in this. And most importantly, we need to provide charity to those who are suffering in meaningful ways. And hopefully that will help you kind of understand what's going on with this big battle in Mexico. It's a to-do story. It's big time. But understand, I guess they've arrested a possible perpetrator in this. And they say that this person got caught with some hostages that were held and gagged. And again, this kind of points to this violence streak in the LeBaron family that's been happening over many decades now in recent times. I don't know if it's all related. I'm just telling you that they wanted somebody. They've got hostages. They're looking for something, and there's more here than mistaken identity. Now, there might be mistaken identity mixed with they've got the real people. I don't know the details. I'm just telling you there's more here than meets the eye. But we ended last hour on this enterprising student gets Krispy Kreme blessing as a bonus. He's in Minnesota. His name is Jason Gonzalez. And he's now what's called an independent operator. So he basically tried to sell Krispy Kremes and pay off his student loans. His idea was, let's go 270 miles and get donuts from a store out of our state and bring it back to people who wanted to buy them. And at first, Krispy Kreme said, no way, you're not doing that. But they changed their mind. And this is the good news part of the story that I want to highlight. I guess he has now been given the title of independent operator per Business Insider. This will ensure consistent delivery of our high-quality donuts to our fans in Minnesota, says Krispy Kremes. And believe it or not, the company notes, Kurt, as a bonus, it says Gonzalez's first 500 boxes of a dozen donuts each will be free for him to help him get his business on his feet. And I guess the St. Paul Pioneer Press credits Gonzalez's 4,000 plus Facebook fans, many of whom called Krispy Kreme's corporate office and said, hey, we got to let this guy, we got to find a way forward for this guy. This guy's not a bad guy. Anyway, Gonzalez says that he's pumped to get back to work with the support of Krispy Kreme's. And he's now raising money for a new vehicle because his current Ford Focus is on its last legs. And even when you modify the Ford Focus, Kurt, it'll only hold up to 110 dozen donuts at a time. He needs to be able to hold more. And he's also been advised to obtain a retail mobile food license and establish himself as a limited liability company. They say at a cost of roughly $500. So the great news is, instead of just shutting everybody down and being anti-entrepreneurship and anti-the American way, Krispy Kreme deserves a lot of credit here. They've done the right thing. They're going to help this guy get on his feet. They're going to make him an independent operator. All the fans of Jason and the donuts and Krispy Kreme, and this is ending well. And I bring this up because when we see lemonade stands shut down by little kids and people trying to raise money for different things, we ought not squelch that entrepreneurial, charitable spirit. Some it's entrepreneurial, sometimes it's charitable, sometimes it's both. But we ought to reward that, and we wanted to tell you, as others say, the rest of the story. Anything else on that one, Kurt? Pretty cool story in my mind. I liked it.
Yeah, I think it's well covered. Nice work, Sam.
All right, Kurt wants Krispy Kreme donuts. Kurt, are you going to start doing that, kind of stuff?
Well, I would say this. In the age of raw honey and health and all this kind of thing that's invading our society today, I mean, why wouldn't Krispy Kreme move forward with their tremendous success and at least offer to people like me and you and others who would appreciate the good taste of Krispy Kremes, and yet none of the guilt, because they could incorporate things like whole wheat flour that was very well done, nicely ground. They could go ahead and increase the belovedness of their country, of their company, by saying, hey, for you guys that want good raw honey on your donuts instead of just the sugar, we've got it. I mean, why not move forward? Let's make America and donuts great again,
Right. What you need to do, Kurt, is got to get a hold of Krispy Kreme and say, I'd like to see if I could be an independent operator with a twist.
Good point.
You got to write up a little bit proposal for him or whatever else. And
well, I will say this. I know that you've in the past and, our friend Jay and others have thought, oh, this guy never really does anything when it comes to trying to improve the sweetness of things. I think that, like one of our recent finds is honey that basically has a taste of marshmallow. And it's really surprising how quickly it's disappearing. I believe that this could be done. I can't really do everything myself.
Well, so here's what we're saying.
Nice oatmeal cookies lately with whole wheat.
Yeah, so we're not saying it can't work. What we're saying is, Kurt, we've been waiting for years to try one. That's all we're saying. Right?
Well, yeah, but you're not always around when I'm making. Like, you haven't tasted the marshmallow honey because you're not right.
But that has nothing to do with donuts made with honey.
You're not tasting. Well, sure it does. It has something to do with you not being there when I'm making stuff. I mean, I it's true I haven't made a donut, but I did make some really great oatmeal cookies lately that I thought turned out, fantastic. And you just see this so many times. People will say, oh, like they do this with the country. They'll say, well, sure we need to return to honest money, but, we just can't do it,
That's
we just
right.
can't move forward that way. And we need to eliminate the education department, but, we've had it for so long, we just can't move
well,
there.
Well, you're a little like Thomas Edison is your point, Kurt, where a lot of people said, you're just not going to make a light bulb, dude. You failed forever. Hey, the persistence paid off, right?
Well, I'm working on it, and I will say that if somebody would have told me a while back that you'd have honey that has a marshmallow taste, I would have said, come on, but there's a flour that makes the honey, taste like marshmallow. So you could actually make hot chocolate that would actually be healthy, Sam.
Okay, well, I'm ready to try
imagine
some.
Imagine that.
See,
well, come on.
We're not downing you, Kurt. We tease you a little bit. and I think all entrepreneurs get teased for ideas that seem foolish at the time, or people can't see the big picture or whatever else. I think that's common, Kurt. People tease me about, being on the radio and thinking I can make a difference, so I get it, and I don't disagree with you.
I'm not one of them, nor am I.
You tease me about things, too, but you're right. You're not one of them with radio.
Okay.
But you know, so we just want to try one. If you want to, you know, let me try some hot chocolate that tastes phenomenal and is good for you, I'm interested. But anyway, all I'm telling you is I brought this Krispy Kreme story and I've given you a way that you might become an independent operator.
You're right.
And you might go, so I joke with you about it, but I also try to provide solutions and ways forward. And, you know, maybe you could become an independent operator and maybe you could partner this idea and say, hey, there's a health craze in America going on and we've got to, you know, reduce sugar and things. And I think I can become an independent operator and help with the R&D department. And we might be able to make, you know, honey, the core or other, maybe stevia extract, right? You know, I don't know what you would use. I'm not an expert in the food world, but, you know, we believe we could, you know, maybe make some gluten-free donuts or maybe make some sugar-free donuts or maybe make some, you know, opportunities here. And I'm just telling you right now, Krispy Kreme is probably more open to this right this second than they will ever be.
And I'd be, what was the guy called? An independent operator?
Yes,
independent,
sir.
Is that what they call it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. It's a good story.
Minnesota's Jason Gonzalez is now called an independent operator.
It's good to see a big corporation that actually goes, oh man, we messed up on that.
Amen.
We're gonna, you know, we're gonna fix this.
You're right. The reversal's incredible,
which is really cool.
Yeah. Because it's one thing if they would have done it right from the first place, but a lot of companies don't have a. I don't know if you say they don't have the humility or they don't have the integrity. I don't know what word to use, but a lot of companies, once they made that statement, they would just double down on it regardless of what the
right
thing to do is.
They just stay with it.
And I commend them for the reversal. And I'm telling you right now, this is going to give the Krispy Kreme name. I mean, you thought Krispy Kreme was popular before? Wow. It's great marketing for them, great for the independent operator, and an opportunity that I'm pointing out for Kurt Crosby.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, going from tragic news to positive news. To tragic news again. ABC News anchor. We had the Jeffrey Epstein story 4 years ago, and we hid it from the public. Oh, 3 years ago, and we hid it from the public. ABC News anchor Amy Roberts. Said she and her network had the story about Jeffrey Epstein and the extent of his pedophilia ring years ago, but the network refused to promote or run the story, Kurt. Why? for fear of upsetting powerful people, Kurt. And this story is tragic. I guess she is seen and heard making the comments in a video released by Project Veritas, which shows her talking on a hot mic on an ABC News set in August about how frustrating it was for her to see this story when she had all the details and investigated it and had all the goods years ago. She said, "It was unbelievable what we had. We had Clinton. We had everything. I tried to get it on the air for 3 years to no avail. They just simply would not run with it. Now it's all coming out, and they say it's new revelations, but I freaking had all of it," she says. She said she had an interview with the alleged Epstein victim, Virginia Roberts, which, believe it or not, she had allegations, details, and more about Bill Clinton. Wow. I mean, this story is riveting, Kurt. She had all the goods on Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, and Alan Dershowitz. She was told that viewers wouldn't even be interested in the story because they wouldn't know anything about Jeffrey Epstein. Who cares? Is the claim here. And so she got caught on the mic. Veritas revealed it. And this just goes to show the mainstream press literally doubling down in defense, Kurt, of child abuse, sexual abuse, a drug-fueled trafficking ring of pedophiles led by Jeffrey Epstein. She goes on and says she knows Jeffrey was murdered, too. I don't know how she knows or whatever. That's just maybe her feeling. I don't know. I'm just saying very, very strange stuff. And see, while the mainstream press has been covering up this story, Kurt, we've been on this story for almost 20 years. And we brought this up, and the mainstream press would mock us and say we're just conspiracy theorists, we're up in the night, we're crazy, Bill's not involved in any of these things, and now they're finding out literally it's true and worse than we even documented at the time. Anything else to add on this one, Kurt?
Well, it's also a great story of, basically the insider boys media and the way they can protect their chosen ones. I think you've, mentioned that. I just want to highlight it. And the thing is, it's not just Epstein, which is bad enough, but so much of this connects up, right to, presidencies and leaders of countries and, that kind of stuff. And then it also... it illustrates the incestuous relationship they've got with big media. And so you can see why something like this doesn't want to get, the normal coverage. But we're just supposed to look over here at the impeach all the time and not this kind of stuff, right?
Amen. You're bringing up a wise point worth repeating, Kurt, because it's, these are things that we need to kind of continually remind ourselves about what's really going on. And we were right all along about this Jeffrey Epstein thing. We're right about the Clintons' involvement. Now people are starting to push saying, hey, Bill Clinton's rapes were legitimate allegations and we need to drill into that. I don't know that it'll get traction, but it should. And, whether Amy, this reporter for ABC, is involved or not, I hope we get to the bottom of the Jeffrey Epstein story. Jeffrey's dead. Whether he was murdered or suicide, I don't know. Experts lean towards the murder scenario, and I have to say there's great reason and motive that Jeffrey would be, I don't know what you call it, shut up, exposable, whatever you want to call it, in this. But it isn't about Jeffrey. Yeah, he might have been the ringleader of a great sex cartel. Globally speaking, a tragic, and I'm glad that this has stopped. I mean, a tragic death, no less, but I'm glad the Jeffrey involvement stopped. But here's the problem. Just like the drug cartels or just like the terrorist organizations or whatever you want to say, there'll be another perverted leader to step up and fill his shoes under the radar if we allow that to continue. Now, this isn't about Jeffrey. This is about all the ties that Jeffrey had. This is about the money trail. This is about who was involved. And I want to know if Jeff was involved with Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton was on the Lolita Express and the Sex Island 26 times with a manifest that shows a bunch of little girls. We need to interview these witnesses. We need to give them credibility. Where's the Me Too movement when you need them the most? They're strangely silent on this story. And I bring it up because Amy's right. She's incensed. She's mad. She said, the longer I think about this, the madder I get. And I think she's right, Kurt. She said she and her network had this story in great detail, but they just wouldn't run it because they were afraid of powerful people. Well, who are the powerful people? Jeff's dead. So they're not afraid of Jeff now, right, Kurt? So let's run the story. Let's create investigative teams. Let's quit wasting time on this fake impeachment story. And let's really double down as Americans and stop drug trafficking, stop violent drug cartels, and work on this sex pedophile rings that we need to stop too. But who are the people that they're afraid of? Who are the upsetting some powerful people? It's not one guy, Jeff. Who is it, Kurt? And see, this is where we need to really get to the bottom of it. And I have a feeling you'll find Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton and all kinds of strange, I don't know if I should use the term bedfellows here. It gets dicey fast. But I'm saying you're going to find criminal activity everywhere. And you'll find that drugs and sex, slavery, etc., and the border, all three go hand in hand, Kurt. Whether it's killings, whether it's sexual abuse of minors and children, whether it's drugs, it's all violence. It's all the same circles, Kurt. And so I would encourage us to really double down and insist that we get to the bottom of these things. I want to know the truth on Jeffrey Epstein. Was he murdered? I want to know who were these people that we did not want to upset. ABC News knows. As far as I understand, she said the prince was going to try to, Prince Andrew was going to sue them 66 ways from Sunday if they ran the story. So that's one of the people. Well, who is Andrew tied to? Does it go back to black CIA money? Does it? Well, you say the FBI and the CIA and some of these other organizations, they were involved in the drug trade and prostitutes overseas, and they got caught, right, Kurt? So the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, but you got to be willing to do the research and follow the money and be willing to honestly get to the bottom of these things. And so far, ABC has proven, I don't want to say to be an accomplice, Kurt, but close. When, if you don't report on it, do you be quiet to protect powerful people and you don't want to upset them? At what point do you become an accomplice? By your silence. You know a criminal ring of child molestation is happening and you choose to be silent, not to upset powerful people? What kind of a media is that, Kurt, in America? No wonder poor Amy, the reporter, is so angry about this. And no wonder the victims of Bill Clinton who have legitimate claims of rape and these victims of Jeffrey Epstein standing up, many of them have proven their points in court already. And Jeffrey Epstein was a convicted felon, a convicted pedophile. So we know that there's, what do you want to call it? I'm hesitant of the words here. We know there is pay dirt at the end of this story, right? With who and how much and what is the only question left, right? But for some reason, we're just going to talk about, oh my gosh, Donald, he talked to some leader of a foreign country and tried to check out on Joe Biden about if Joe was, you know, involved in criminal activity and money and quid pro quo. And now it's all looking at the Donald and closed door meetings. And is that all designed to derail these real stories that need to be followed? I don't know the answers, Kurt, but I say to you that all these roads lead to grievous sin in the eyes of God. And I submit to you that we, the people, are the only ones that can rout it out by our insistence. If there's not enough of us to insist on it, it will continue and it will get worse. But if good men do nothing, evil prospers. But if good men stand up, if we make a valiant stand for the sacred cause of liberty and morality and integrity, that's what this radio broadcast is all about. Kurt's comments in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some breaking news out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, where police now say Cape Fear Valley Hospital is safe and secure after an officer-involved shooting there a short time ago. A suspect was shot by a Fayetteville cop. After the suspect tried to take the weapon of a Cumberland County Sheriff's deputy, the deputy was wounded. The incident led to reports of an active shooter at the hospital, but again, everything is now safe and secure there. An arrest has been made in connection with the brutal murders of 9 members of an American family who were traveling through Mexico. 3 women and 6 children were shot and then burned after their vehicles were ambushed by a drug cartel on Monday. The victims part of a fundamentalist Mormon community just south of the border. Mexican law enforcement says the suspect was heavily armed and was holding 2 hostages when he was captured. This is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SHIP to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order. When you text SHIP to 84888, that's keyword SHIP to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Not a lot of election action on this election day, but yesterday's balloting in Virginia was historic. A blue wave in that state's statehouse, as Democrats are projected to win majorities in both chambers. The first time in over 20 years that Democrats in Virginia have had control of both the state Senate and its House of Delegates. In what some see as another possible bellwether of 2020, Kentucky's incumbent Republican Governor Matt Bevin has been defeated by Democratic challenger Andy Beshear. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he thinks it's unlikely that President Trump will be removed from the White House.
If it were today, I don't think there's any question it would not lead to a removal.
If Trump was impeached by the House, the Senate would have to decide whether he's guilty or innocent and what to do. The government reporting today that American worker productivity declined in the third quarter by 0.3% annual rate, the first time it's declined in 4 years. This is USA Radio News.
All right, live and on your radio. So it's kind of a crazy scenario. And, ABC News anchor Amy Roberts, I feel her pain. Where's the Me Too movement when you need them the most, huh? All right, a judge bans business owners from stating their Christian beliefs, affirms Colorado law supporting gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender agenda. Bob Unruh with the piece, Kurt.
Well, Sam, it's basically just more of the war against religion. And, you see this right and left all over the place. I wish I could say, hey, this isn't really anything new. I guess I wish I could say this is something new, but it seems like it's continuing, and we see it almost everywhere, don't we?
Yes. I don't know what to say about it, Kurt, except for I don't understand how the courts can do this. We need to start impeaching judges. I mean, this is insanity.
Well, yeah, we hear about the impeachment, but we only hear about it, about the president, and not about any of these out-of-control judges. I mean, it seems like the president would be able to take this as a great opportunity whenever anybody brings it up to say, hey, yeah, let's start impeaching people, but let's start with the people that really need to be impeached. When was the last impeachment that you've heard of? I don't even know
that I've heard of one, Kurt. I'm not saying one hasn't existed, but it doesn't, you know, strike my mind from my research or anything to, you know, just come to mind.
Good point.
Right? Yeah. I don't know what to say about it, but it's got to happen. I don't know how we're letting these judges just run around and make law from the bench and just, how do you prosecute these small businesses or just ignore? I don't really understand it.
Another way, at least that I see, happens all the time, and that is, you remember how you mentioned in that Jeffrey Epstein story where, what was his, Harry, if I remember right, the prince or whatever was going to sue ABC, right?
Yeah, the threat was that they were going to sue the socks off ABC 66 ways from Sunday, and again, ABC wimped.
Well, who do you think has more money? The
the Prince
country
or ABC?
Of Britain or ABC? I think that's what typically wins in the court, Sam. Right?
Tragically, I agree with you, Kurt.
And so that's another real big problem. But it's once again, way different than the way the founding fathers meant. We were supposed to have speedy trials, trial by jury of our peers.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's just a long way from that.
But this is why I say that unless we start impeaching judges, what's going to stop these big governments or these big entities or these whatever from suing and winning? I mean, they got plenty of money in the courts and with corrupt judges, something has got to give and something has got to turn this around. Or I fear that at some point people will just be like, hey, there is no law. There's too many entities with their big money and their corrupt judges and that are the secret combinations are above the people and above the law. And we don't have a choice to be peaceful anymore. Now, I don't want that to happen, but I see it, Kurt.
And for this reason, you can understand why guys like Ahmed Bundy and others have done some of the things they've done. They feel like, like Ammon said, what are we to do?
It's a fair, question.
Isn't that the question he asked?
That's exactly what he asked.
What are we to do? And, you feel like there's no place where you can really get justice.
Well, and even if you want to defend yourself, a God-given, inalienable right of self-defense codified in the Second Amendment to the supreme law of our land, Kurt. Now, government requires good reason to carry, quote, concealed gun. And the Supreme Court is asked to review challenge to the law. Can you trust the Supremes, Kurt? Where's this going to go and at what cost?
Well, and this is, why so many, when we first got the whole concealed carry thing, and, there were so many people that said, hey, we don't need that. We got the Second Amendment. And yet there were plenty of people that said, well, we've got to go ahead and, just agree to this. It just means you got to take a little class. You got to do this little thing. Well, this is just how that slippery slope thing works, Sam. And we've seen it so many times with liberties and freedoms is they just bite them off just a slice at a time. How do you eat an elephant? Just a bite at a time. How do you take away people's freedoms? Just a slice or a bite at a time, and that's what's happening here. Who's going to define what the good reason for you to carry, concealed weapon is? You know, Sam?
Yeah, and who's challenging this law, or who's the one saying you got to have this good reason? I mean, right now the law stands with your right to keep and bear arms, from what I understand. Who's challenging? Who's stating this, Kurt?
That's what it should be.
Who's the government requiring the good reason?
Which one is this?
I don't know.
Let me see if I can find it. But, like you say, Supreme Court's going to be asked to review the challenge.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's a state doing this, or if it's the federal government doing this, or if it's a city or a municipality, or who's on the other side of this. Obviously, good, honest gun owners that want a right of self-defense are on the side that says, let's push this to the Supreme Court. You can't be doing that. Defending the Second Amendment, I can already tell you, who's involved in the defending the Second Amendment, but I'd like to know who the showdown's between, and I want to watch this case going forward because this is critical. Your point's well taken. It used to be where, hey, no one questioned your right to keep and bear arms. Then after a while, it's like, well, you know, we need to have a little bit of, you know, background check here, make sure you're cool. And then, well, the background check needs to be a little longer. And then, well, you know, you might be mentally ill. Well, you might not. And before you know it, you get these caveats. And at first, the caveats are to people that you don't, you know, it's hard to argue in favor of them. Like, should criminals be able to have guns? Well, of course not. Okay. So they start that way. And then they, you know, slowly but surely open the door. Now they're just flat out saying, hey, on the other side of the coin, you better have a good reason to carry your gun or you shouldn't be carrying one. Well, who defines a good reason? I mean, every reason's a bad reason if, right? So...
That's right. In this case, it's Maryland, and they basically, it says the U.S. Supreme Court is being asked in this WorldNetDaily.com piece, or WND.com piece.
So I'm going to add MD to this story. Now the headline says, now MD government requires good reason to carry concealed guns. Supreme Court asked to review the law. MD tells me the whole story now. It's the state of Maryland leading the charge on this on the anti-gun side.
And what they want is people to provide a, quote, good and substantial reasons to fulfill their request. So
I want to defend myself and I don't want to die. Is that substantial?
Well, it all depends on who you are. By the way, the Second Amendment Foundation founder, Executive Vice President Alan Gottlieb. He said that the court could define the parameters of bearing arms outside the home, and that will impact restrictive laws in several states where carry permits or licenses are strictly regulated, which translates to nearly impossible to get. So that's what you've got, Sam. And
the word infringed comes to mind to Meeker.
Sure it does. Good.
All right, the other word that comes to mind is gag order. Headline says, gag order in case of 7-year-old transgender triggers alarm. Kurt?
Well, you've followed this story, I'm sure, lately, where the mom and the dad disagree about it, and the mom wants the son to be able to, you know, go ahead and, I guess, embrace his transgender side or whatever, and the dad's like, no. Now some judge is basically putting a gag order. I think it's just so amazing, Sam. I mean, in the days of old, if you wanted to say we can't have those bad books at the school library or something like that, then they'd call you a book burner or a censorship, you know, that you wouldn't want to let people know about the truth or whatever. And yet now, you know, we've got judges that do gag orders and so many other things that basically, the same side that would say that we as a religious folks didn't want the want people to be able to know the truth or something, that somehow they've, you know, basically taken that and gone way farther.
Yeah, right? And when it's perversion in a way that's acceptable to push down the throats of the American people, they want to make those stories go viral. Now when the story is where the father has the upper hand to say, look, this little 7-year-old shouldn't be forced to take action that literally is very difficult to reverse once you start messing with your genes and your DNA and you start taking these enhancement therapies and everything else. And they don't want to talk about that, so they want the gag order because, you know what? The American people are still conservative enough where they will side with the father on this and say, hey, you just can't do that to your 7-year-old kid with irreversible surgeries and therapies. And so they want it to be quiet. Our prayers are with the truth on this one. And we reject the gag order and say the judge ought to be impeached over that. But now parents are fighting back as schools jam gay lesbians down their parents' throat.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
So parents are fighting back a little bit, Kurt.
Well, that's right. And this story comes to us from WND.com. And, you know, they're teaming up with other good folks. And in this case, this is across the pond, Sam. But in my opinion, it'll be coming to a neighborhood near you.
Look at the story we just talked about a second ago.
That's right.
I mean, the school's not involved in that one yet. But
parents fight back as schools jam mandatory LGBT lessons on kids. Nothing short of cruelty and a blatant affront on their religious freedom. WorldNet Daily staff's got the piece. Parents in the United Kingdom, infuriated by mandatory LGBT lessons in public schools, we'd call them government schools, have launched an organization and a petition demanding the right to exempt their children from the indoctrination. They call it what's called OCOFOR, stands for Our Children, Our Faith, Our Rights. Members recently staged a demonstration at Parliament Square, insisting the government allow them to opt children out of the LGBT lessons.
You're begging your government schools to let you opt out of the communist agenda. Okay, what you need to do is just pull your kids out and say, I'm not begging for anything. My kids are not here anymore. We're gone. But see, parents aren't really fighting. They're fighting. It's kind of like a teenager fighting with dad over the keys to the car. Dad, I know I got drunk last night, but give me the keys to the car, dang it. And the dad's saying no, and the parents saying, the kid's saying, I'll just take it anyway. Okay, it's like that in this discussion. You're going to the government school and saying, I want to take my kid out of the sex ed part, but will you please play babysitter and continue funding the education of my kid just with my parameters? And the government schools are overseas right now are saying, no, we call the shots if we're going to babysit your kids. We're going to, and the battle's on. But the parents aren't really fighting back, Kurt, or else they'd simply jettison the whole thing. What if every parent yanked their kid out of school and the school had no kids? You think that changed their mind, Kurt?
It'd probably wake them up a
little
bit.
This is kind of coming back to where I say in America, you know, we've got a lot of good people doing a lot of good things, Kurt, but our numbers aren't great enough, and therefore we can't move the needle. It's that simple. Same scenario here in my mind.
It's a great point. Their petition, they say, warns that society, quote, is in the process of liberating the LGBTQ community, and in that is snatching away the rights of Christians who choose to live according to biblical views and other religious groups regarding homosexuality. The petition explains the organization is, quote, fighting to protect the rights of people of faith to peacefully live out their beliefs according to the Holy Bible. It puts in parentheses a book that dates back more than 2,000 years in the UK, and without fear of persecution or prejudice, especially as it relates to the LGBTQ agenda currently in full swing. They went on to say religious freedom is fast becoming marginalized, with those of the Christian faith being especially set apart for public mockery and shaming. If proper consultation was carried out with practicing Christians, then a true perspective will have been understood as to what the Christian position is directly from scriptures. Anyway, the bottom line is they go on and on, but like you say, I don't think they're really, really serious. I mean, they're doing what they think they can, and so many think they've got to stick with the system, but they don't.
Well, and the longer they stick with the system, the more the system will continue to railroad them. And what happens with the government school kids, Curtis, 2 or 3 or 4 years, the parent that was fighting that battle goes, well, I'm glad my kid's out, and I'm so sorry my kid's now a lesbian or a transgender, or maybe my kid made it through and didn't have those problems or issues, I don't know. But then it's another parent that wrestles with it, and they depend on that overturn of parents, because then the next parent's incensed, but yet they don't push hard enough either, and so it goes. But at some point when the perversions get stronger, you're going to see more pushback, I hope. And I hope people really fight back overseas for real answers, and I hope we do the same in America. All right.
Sure seems like almost that boiling of the frog story so many times to me, Sam.
That's right. Good point.
Anyway.
All right. Conservative journalist's family finds creepy threat on security camera, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and this is coming to us from the Western Journal by way of WND.com. And the headline, subheadline besides what you said, Sam, says six individuals wearing printout masks in my face. Says it's dangerous to be conservative in modern America, from raging leftists intent on causing physical harm to cowards who prefer to dox and harass online. There's no shortage of liberals acting out against the political right. Now they're even turning to shamelessly menacing the families of conservatives. The family of conservative journalist Andy NGO. Remember how you say that guy? Anyway, they discovered this firsthand after a creepy encounter on Halloween night. According to NGO, or Nigo, I guess is how you say it, the group of six approached his family's house wearing makeshift masks of his face. These six individuals wearing printout masks of my face approached my family's home last night, repeatedly rang doorbell, pounded on window, recorded footage and property, and gestured at cameras. He tweeted, there were no candy bags. It says video footage shows the group banging on the door before heading into the yard and glaring at the security camera. The group all appeared to be wearing gloves, masks, and heavy clothes, making identification virtually impossible. He's a frequent target of the radical left over his raw coverage of Antifa. He often plants himself in or near violent protests, broadcasting the action to his Twitter followers. He was assaulted at one event, an encounter that left him in the hospital. According to him, leftists also targeted his elderly mom's business. It goes on, but,
more. There you have it. Tragic, but true. It just shows how unhinged the left really is. Where's the tolerance they preached for so long, ladies and gentlemen?
Good point.
All right. Ammon Bundy, quote, house witness helped murder a good man, Kurt. Newsmax has this piece, right?
What's that?
Newsmax has this
that's
piece.
Right. Newsmax and Washington Post, and they're going to put their twist on it. But basically, Ammon Bundy is, saying that guy Dan Nichols, a former county, he has accused Dan Nichols, a former county commissioner in Harney County, who recently testified before the House Natural Resources Subcommittee on National Parks, Forests, Public Lands, of helping murder LaVoy Finicum. You know, that's what he said. He said Dan was a huge part of the ambush that killed LaVoy. He wrote this in a Facebook post, and he called Nichols a rancher, and the Republican commissioner, he called him an FBI informant. When asked by the Post, that's the Washington Post, about his comments, Nichols said, "I had absolutely nothing to do with any of that. That was law enforcement, the FBI, and I had nothing to do with it." But anyway, the bottom line is, Ammon Bundy, you know, speaking out, saying, hey, you know, he didn't think it was that Mr. Finnecombe got a fair shake, and I think he's right.
Now, here's the problem. Ammon Bundy called Nichols an FBI informant who helped murder LaVoy Finnecombe. He said, "That was not a threat. I'm just speaking the truth that this guy was involved." Well, they're now saying that Bundy is making a threat with this kind of a statement or whatever. And again, I want to defend Ammon Bundy and say there's no threat here, just to say this guy was involved in the murder of LaVoy Finnecombe. Let's talk about who's murdered. The government. Who's involved? That's up for debate. Okay? That's the issue. But to call this out is a viewpoint. It's not a threat of any kind, but they're trying to turn this into an Ammon Bundy threat, Kurt. I think wrongfully so.
Well, and then what they do is they do the same thing they did to his attorney. And when they surrounded him and said, "Hey, quit resisting. And he wasn't resisting, but then they used the shock treatment on him, right? And so that's the same thing that the government bureaucrats like to do. And that's what they would do in this case, I think. You know, say that he was making a threat, so then they're going to put him, you know, put him somewhere where he's safe, you know what I mean?
Well, our prayers are with Ammon Bundy and family, and I have never heard Ammon make threats. And anybody who really knows Ammon Bundy, they know that Ammon Bundy is a very man's man. But at the same time, he's very soft and kind-hearted, and I don't think in any way that you can construe this to be a threat. I think it's just dishonest manipulation of the press, Kurt, even to suggest such. And I basically agree with Ammon Bundy.
And what do you expect?
That I believe this House witness did help to kill, murder a good man in LaVoy Finnecombe. I believe that's true, and I believe there's many people that did. I'm going to call out Lon Horiuchi for murdering Vicki Weaver with a baby in her arms, too. That doesn't mean I'm threatening anybody. And I want to double down and defend Ammon to say that it's just not true. All right, Roy Moore's fighting in the news, Kurt, to keep $95 million lawsuit against comedian alive. His court case got shut down, didn't it?
Well, I think it's in court documents filed this week of former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore pointed to a hand-marked amendment to a consent agreement as forbidding the raising of sexual misconduct allegations against him on a Showtime series in which he was tricked into appearing. And that appearance on comedian Sacha Baron Cohen's show was solely to make fun of Moore regarding the sexual allegations raised against him, allegations which Moore has repeatedly denied. Moore and his wife, Kayla, last year filed a $95 million lawsuit against Cohen. This is weeks after Moore appeared on the comedian's Who's American show. In the episode, Cohen impersonated an Israeli anti-terrorism expert. Anyway, it goes on, but the bottom line is Moore has long argued that the one-page consent agreement was invalid because it was signed under fraudulent circumstances. I mean, imagine fraud being used to get a consent agreement, Sam. I mean, but anyway, Judge Roy Moore fighting the best he can.
Yes, he is. And good for him for the fight also. I think he's correct on the point, but it's very hard when you have corrupt judges. But again, we need to stand up and we need to support.
And you're a public figure, right?
Good guys like this. Now, also, speaking of public figures, Roy Moore officially now qualifies for Senate race in Alabama, Kurt. He's got the Republicans running scared, but he's doubling down and he's going to do it, right?
Well, that's right. He's actually done the paperwork. He says, I know it's Halloween. I guess it was on Halloween. He says, and no, I did not do this to scare the wits out of the people in Washington.
Amen.
But anyway, the thing's been on my mind, and you know, he's basically saying, hey, I'm going to go after it, and I'm going to talk about the issues. Do you think the media will let him talk about the issues, Sam, or do you think they'll just hammer him hard, just like they did last time?
I hope the former. I predict the latter. Our prayers are with Roy Moore, and I'm glad he's running in the race, and I hope he can move the discussions to the principles that matter most in our sacred republic, and I hope we can return to the principles of God, family, and country, to which I believe Roy Moore is a star advocate for. I commend him for his work, and I pray for him, and I will do everything I can to help see him successful. I also pray for Ammon Bundy and family, too. The perverted media is just dishonestly manipulating the truth, and I agree with Ammon Bundy and pray for him and his family as well. For Sam and Kurt, we declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com. God save the Republic of the United States of America.